This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Joining us right now on the SDCCU Fan Hotline, Kirby Yates, closer for the San Diego Padres. Kirby, thanks for coming in, or thanks for calling in, and how's your Friday going?
It's going all right. Thanks for having me on, guys.
No problem, man. Well, obviously, I think the first thing to get out the way is the trade deadline has come and gone. Your name was mentioned often in it. Is it nice to have this, to be past that point and to still be in a Padre uniform?
Yeah, I think, it was a little different, a little weird for me. It's the first time I've kind of been, that talked about that much about, possibly switching teams, but I'm glad it's over, and, I'm very excited that I'm still a Padre.
Kirby, how are you staying busy right now? I mean, this is one of the interesting things about the closer role in baseball. I mean, first half of the season, they were calling your number pretty much every other night. You were obviously getting the job done, had an unbelievable first half. You're having a good second half. I don't think you've given up a run yet. The problem is you just haven't gotten to pitch very much. How do you stay sharp? How do you keep on edge?
I think the good thing about, I've touched the mound a few times and I've got some warm up. That's pretty important because that'd be like just throwing a bullpen. So, as long as I can get off the slope a few times and, still get comfortable and kind of, just feel that and basically just, hit some keys mechanically and, just try to be in sync and, you do what you can. You never know. I'm not a guy that likes time off, honestly. If it's up to me, I'd rather be out there every night. But, fortunately it hasn't happened. And but hopefully it comes in bunches. So, yeah. I'll probably get worn out these next 10 days.
I hope you do.
Kerb, obviously you mentioned a little bit that it was a little different this year, having your name mentioned so much in these trade rumors. What is it like from a preparation standpoint? Because, you're a human being. I know you see every type of thing that comes across your phone, whether it be on Twitter, whether it be some type of alert. How do you block that out and just focus on the task at hand, especially as we got closer and closer to the deadline?
Yeah, I think the easy thing is I stay off Twitter. I don't like going on Twitter during the season. I use it more in off season for fantasy football. I got to, keep up to date on the roster
right. And stuff. Priorities, people, priorities.
I think that's, made it a little bit easier where I was off Twitter. I didn't see everything, honestly, the day of the deadline is, I was kind of in contact with my agent and stuff just to keep me a heads up and letting me know what's going on. And I think the hard part about dealing with all of it, I think it's worse on my wife and, because she's, if something did happen, she's the one that's in charge of everything and has to, put everything in order and pack up stuff and, get the kids all ready. So I think it's a little bit more nerve wracking for her and, I think we handle it pretty well.
I'm really glad you're still here. Kirby Yates, Padre closer, and I said it all along. I said, do not trade Kirby Yates. This guy, you've had such a great season, the All-Star season, and I really think that when this team does contend for that playoff spot, and maybe it'll still be this year if you guys can get hot, but Kirby Yates is going to be right in the middle of all that, and I want you here in San Diego, and I'm glad you are still here. How are you guys holding up? Losing 13 out of 18 games, it's very tough, I know, on the fans. It's tough on the media. We hear it on the phone calls. I'm sure you probably hear it in the dugouts now and again. I mean, how do you guys hold up right now and try to get this thing turned?
It's just part of the season. It's a grind. Nobody cares more than us, the guys in the clubhouse.
Yeah.
I mean, everybody's out here grinding pretty hard, and, we're trying to win every game, and you're putting everything on the line trying to win every night. So when you keep coming up short, it's a little frustrating for everybody. But you just got to keep going. And, you keep going, doing the right things, keep working, and you know, you just try and turn it around. There's not really much to it, and just trying to go out there every day, compete at the highest level, and you know, if we get hot here coming down the stretch, you never know what happens, and you know, most good teams that go a long way are always hot at the end, so we'll see what happens.
Kirby Yates, closer for the San Diego Padres, joins us here on the STCCU Fan Hotline. Kirby, you and Chris were just both talking about the struggles that the Pods have had as of late. You guys have had some struggles in the bullpen, and although you haven't been out there much, the bullpen has been used. Has any of the young guys or any of the guys who are going through a little rut right now, have they leaned on you at all? And how do you balance that thin line between talking too much to them and not letting them kind of get through it?
Yeah, I think, you know, I kind of let them come to me. I don't really, you know, I don't like approaching guys just for that reason. I don't want to try and, you know, say something I probably shouldn't have and get them in their head and where they start thinking a little bit too much. But, you know, for the most part, I just kind of wait for them to come ask me questions. And, you know, Andres Munoz has been coming around asking, same as Baez. And, you know, the good thing about these kids is they're both eager to learn. You know, they're asking a bunch of questions and, you know, in certain things, you know, certain situations, how do you calm down, you know, when you're on the road and the crowd starts getting going, you know, just little basic things, so kind of just, you know, anything I can do to help. But, you know, I think they're really talented, and for me, it's, you know, one of the best ways to learn is you just got to go out there and do it, and you learn from what you're doing every night, and I think there's serious value in that.
Kirby Yates is with us. You mentioned Andres Munoz. Have you been able to ask him how you might be able to get another 5 miles an hour on your fastball? I mean, not that 95 is anything to turn your nose Swiss cheese, but 105 would be really nice. I'm amazed when I look at this kid and I'm like, you know, you look at the kid, he looks like he's going to be carrying your bags around, and then he goes out on the mound and he's throwing over 100. I mean, how does he do that?
It's pretty impressive, man. I tell you what, watching him warm up in the bullpen, it's like he throws a couple and then all of a sudden you just hear it, it's like whack, whack. It's like, all right, he's good. I think if my arm moved that fast, I don't think it would still be attached.
It'd come off with the ball?
Yeah. I don't think, you know, there's no way my arm could hold up like what as fast as his arm moves. It's really impressive, you know, and I didn't hear a lot about this kid the last couple of years about how hard he threw, so I didn't really know what to expect. I thought he was just going to come up here and be an absolute, you know, all-or-nothing guy. But it's pretty – I like it because it's really smooth, it's really under control, and he has an idea of where it's going. And that's, you know, that's good and impressive for a young kid.
Yeah, it's also important for the hitters. The hitters want the pitchers to know where the ball is going, especially when you're throwing it that hard. Kirby, one of the tough parts about the trade deadline, if something actually happens, is you lose teammates that are a big part of your chemistry, part of your locker room, and you guys lost a huge personality and a very good player in Franmil Reyes. How has the team, I know it's a business, but I know you guys are also humans, how has that been, you know, dealing with that in the locker room? Because I know Franmil was pretty well loved in that locker room.
Yeah, it sucks, man. You know, it's part of it. It's not easy. You know, these things happen, and you kind of just got to deal with them. And it's not, you know, it's not really something that you want to deal with when you lose a guy like that. You know what I mean? Because he made coming to the field every day fun. You know, you see him in the clubhouse, and he's laughing, and his big, deep voice yelling at everybody across the room. It's pretty entertaining, and it makes it a lot of fun. But, you know, on the other hand, it's we got a job to do, and, you know, you got to move on and keep going. And, you know, you just kind of deal with it, and then it sucks, but that's just part of the game.
Kirby, has there been any team meetings? Has there been any player meetings? Has there been any coaches sitting down and saying, hey, let's try to do this, that, or the other? Or can that do any good at this point in a season? I mean, you guys know what you need to do. I've talked to Tony about this in the past. I mean, you can only have so many of these kinds of team meetings during a season, but I'm just curious, has anything like that taken place in the last few weeks?
I think that there's just been a message that, you know, people are trying to say, like, hey, you know, we got to get hot, we got to figure this out, and we're not out of it, you know. I don't think anybody in this clubhouse feels like we're out of it. I think we all feel like we got a shot because we haven't played our best baseball. we just have to go out there and, you know, prepare to win every single night and take it day by day. And hopefully we look up in a month and a half, 2 months, and, you know, we're right there. But you can't get ahead of yourself, and we got to play the game tonight. You know, we still got three against the Dodgers. We got to prepare for them, and we got to go out there and, you know, try and win all three of these games.
Yeah, the last time you guys lost the first game of the series in Los Angeles, you turned around and won the last three right before the break. So I think all of us are hoping that is the end result of this series. Kirby, so appreciate your time, man, on Friar Friday, and hopefully we get you back out there a little more often than we have lately.
Yeah, absolutely. Appreciate it, guys.
Thanks, Kirby.
Thanks, Kirby.
Kirby Yates, SDCCU has low mortgage loan rates, equal housing opportunities. Apply now at SDCCU.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.